It's a beautiful fall day. You know, those days where it's not too cold, you can get by with just a sweater or flannel. The sky is a bright blue without a cloud in sight. The sun shines in all its glory. Those days where it's absolutely too beautiful to stay inside. So I didn't. I got in my car and drove to my favorite place to view fall colors.
Take the second right onto Mountain Tower Road.
The Mountain Fire Tower in Oconto County.
You've arrived.
And I have the place to myself.
The fire tower stands 100 feet tall.
I have definitely forgotten how tall this thing is.
The tower was built in 1935 by the U.S. Forest Service and the Civilian Conservation Corps. It used to be part of a network of fire towers used to watch for wildfires in the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest. More recently, it's been restored and open to the public from May to November. It's 130 fairly steep steps to the top.
Wow. Even like, I'm not even halfway up yet, and it's already gorgeous.
The tower is wooden steps framed by crisscrossing steel. Thankfully, there's platforms every dozen steps or so.
Whew, definitely forgot how tall this is. Just gonna catch my breath here for a second.
Every step is worth it to take in that view from the top.
Wow. It is so beautiful. I mean, it is just a sea of greens and yellows and browns. Little peaks of red here and there.
Of course, taking in all these beautiful fall colors, I can't help but wonder how we get them. So I went to an expert, Dr. Dustin Bronson.
I'm a research plant physiologist with the U.S. Forest Service Northern Research Station here in Rhinelander.
The basics are we start getting less daylight and more darkness. That's a signal to the plants to go into dormancy and stop producing chlorophyll. But of course, as with most things in life, it's a bit more complicated than that.
I think most folks don't realize is that these colors that they're seeing, these pigments, are actually really important molecules in the leaf and are doing really important things for the tree at this point in time.
Things like the weather, the type of tree, and how much sugar is in the plant can all impact the color we see and how vibrant it is.
But in terms of what I would call the vibrancy of the fall colors, which is often sometimes what people want, those have to do with those trapped sugars in the leaves. So in order to have a really vibrant fall colors, we want sunny daytimes, which the trees with their existing kind of photosynthetic machinery can still produce sugar. And then we want those sugars to get trapped in those leaves. And so that requires cool evenings. We typically want above, 0 degrees C, above freezing, but nice, cool, like 30 degree day or evenings.
And Dr. Bronson says scientists are always learning more.
We're still learning about what these pigments are doing for the trees. And how can we use that understanding of trees, let's say, that turn more red than others? Can we use that to understand something more about tree health and how that's changing through time? Those are all things that we as a research community are still learning about.
While important to the tree and beautiful to humans, these autumn colors are short-lived.
As soon as we start having more cooler nights and especially dipping into freezings, that's when those cells and those leaves are going to start to die right away. So if we have a prolonged period, let's say, of sunny, warm days and cool nights, but not freezing, they might hang around, those leaves might hang around longer than if we were to have freezing nights.
So whether you feel like climbing a fire tower or taking a Sunday drive, get out and enjoy the fall colors while you can. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson at the Mountain Fire Tower.